went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. You know, Tracy and I, we're just a bunch of little nosy girls that love to get into your romantic business. But heck, actually, you want us to be in it because that is known as Second Date Update.
That's right. We're here to help you out. And that's why we've got Elaine calling. Hey, Elaine.
Hey, guys.
Hi. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you guys?
Well, we're fabulous. We're fabulous.
Yeah.
We're happy that you're chiming in, especially because we like the ladies to be out in the dating world, honey, because they need to get some.
That's right.
Let's be honest. So, but obviously you're calling us because the person's not getting back to you. So tell us all about your date.
Well, I met Arnold through a coworker and it was a blind date. But, you know, he thought that since we both have similar like work ethics and all of this, that we'd be a good match. And, you know, we definitely had that in common. So for our first date, we went to Breeze Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For dinner. It was like a dinner event over the weekend. And it was a socially distanced event and everything. It was all outside. It was an absolutely beautiful evening. And we talked a lot. We shared a lot about, you know, our past and side jobs that we used to have to do to stay afloat and all of this. And, you know, you do what you got to do, right? And it was cool that we both had that in common, that we had, like, you know, so many different things that we had to do up to this point in life. And I don't know, I thought the first date went really well, and I just don't know why he's not calling back.
Okay. Well, you know, definitely meeting somebody through a mutual friend is the way to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when it's a coworker, wow, they must know a lot of inside deets about you.
That's right.
I don't know, Tracy, would you ever allow your coworker to be like, hey, I'm going to sit you up with someone I know?
I have before.
Oh, like for me, for instance. But you know what? Elaine went on a blind date. And so that's scary. I've actually never been on a blind date. Elaine, how many have you been on? Or was this your first one ever?
This was my first one.
Okay.
Yeah. Blind dates are scary.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh. But I love that you went to Breeze Stevens. That's the jam right there. Mm-hmm. We love going out to Breeze Stevens. So is there anything, though, that you thought maybe I shouldn't have said this? Or, I mean, hopefully Tracy and I always talk about this. Please tell us you looked the way, they didn't know what you look like, let's be honest.
That's true.
Okay, that she had that going for her.
Yeah. But you did have makeup on and you combed your hair, right, Elaine?
Yeah. No, I mean, we were laughing the whole time and talking the whole time. I mean,
I'll be honest. I mean, we had someone on the show not that long ago where they went out on a date and the guy was like, listen, when she took her mask off, her entire face came off because all her makeup had melted into her mask. And we're like, dude, really? Come on. It's like 95 degrees out.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Plus, he liked that movie Face Off. So that was a good thing. So don't worry. It worked out in the end. But we were like, really? Mm-hmm. That's really where you're going. Okay. So you guys, it sounded like you had a good time. So how did this date end? I mean, did you give each other a hug? How did this, you know, say, I'll call you sometime?
He walked me to the door. He was a complete gentleman. Gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek. And that was it.
Oh.
It was a first date. So
it
seemed like it was a good end and he was just being a gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
And it was a blind date too, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And little side note, just to say, Elaine, girl, you should totally get into voiceover work because you have a really cute voice. Yeah. Or radio. I mean, yes. You put Elaine on a rock station, she'll have every guy melting in her hand.
That is so true.
It's just a compliment there for you, because it's true. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Mr. Arnold and see why he's not getting back to you, because you sound adorable. Again, Tracy, tell us how they met.
Yeah, you know what? So they met through a coworker.
Yeah.
And it was a blind date.
And it's a blind date.
Yeah.
And it sounded like they did everything. Socially distanced, went to Breeze Stevens, had some dinner, just a good time. So hopefully we can get this around too between Elaine and Arnold. And I'll be back with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We are back with our girl Elaine. She's on Second Date Update. Sounded like she went on a great date.
Yeah, it sounds like she went on a great date. So she's calling. Elaine is calling because she wants a second date with Arnold. They met through a colleague and it was a blind date. So they didn't know each other, hadn't seen each other. They both have very strong work ethics. I think that's why the colleague thought that they would be a really good match.
Right.
They went to Breeze Stevens for dinner. We love Breeze Stevens. Socially distanced, of course. And she said it was just a beautiful evening. They shared a lot about the different side hustles that they had to do. You know, you got to make that money, right?
Yes, honey.
So, She thought their first date went really well, mm-hmm. so she's not sure why he's not calling back.
All right, well, let's not wait any longer. Lane, are you ready? Because we're going to give him a call.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Arnold?
Yes, it is.
What's going on? Would you like to have an Arnold Palmer with Tracy and myself on Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams? Because we like those.
We sure do.
yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Oh, he's already game.
I know.
What's going on, Arnold? How are you?
I'm good. I just got into work. I was stuck in traffic, but
oh my gosh,
I'm good now. So.
Yeah, I tell you, if you're driving the Beltline, that's never fun for anybody.
No.
The Beltline is like hell, hell. So you're probably wondering why Tracy and myself are calling you right now.
Well, yeah, I was a little curious.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm glad to have the call.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. Obviously, you listen to the show, but listen, there is someone that has been taken by you very much. So she misses you. She feels like, hey, Chris and Tracy, I really like this dude. We went on a hot date thanks to a coworker, but he's not getting back to me. What's her name, Tracy?
Her name is Elaine.
Hello, Elaine. Do you remember her?
Elaine. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Elaine. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened?
Real cute girl. Yeah.
Oh, good.
She sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, first off, I don't even like blind dates. You know, my buddy from work, he kind of set us up, and I don't know. I don't know if you guys have had better luck with that, but blind dates have never turned out too well for me.
I've never been on one.
You've never been on a blind date?
I haven't. No.
Oh, snap. Well,
oh.
I mean, the girl was very attractive. I mean, it wasn't like catfish or anything. I mean, she even, you know, we went to an event. She took her mask off away from everyone else, and so I got to see what she looked like, you know, behind the mask, which, you know, I don't mean to be judgmental, but you kind of worry sometimes, you know? And you don't want, I don't know, a clump of makeup hiding back there from, you know, whatever. Anyway, I just don't think she's going to be right for me, though, you know?
Yeah. There's something else going on
here.
You haven't said anything
that was wrong.
I want to know what's worse, though, Arnold. Is it a blind date not knowing what the girl looks like or taking a mask off, like mask off? You know, we talk about that movie all the time now. Mm-hmm. What's scarier? Taking the mask off, you're like, ah! Or that blind date, you're like, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't be you.
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, it was, we went to this socially distanced party, you know, so it's like everybody was wearing masks, you know, like this good and whatnot, but. you know, we pulled off to the side, we were chit-chatting, and she was, you know, she had asked me what I look like underneath mine, and same with hers, so we just did it, and the relief was real, you know?
Yeah, they revealed each other.
Yeah, they did.
To each other.
Yeah, let me see what you got.
That's right. Arnold, so obviously she looks good, but something must have happened where you just obviously turned off.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, we were talking about side hustles, you know, back, you know, when we, you know, hadn't found our careers yet. We were kind of coming up and trying to make ends meet. And it turns out we had a lot in common, except she did a weird thing on the side for bringing in money.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's on the edge of almost like prostitution.
She
got paid.
Stop.
She got paid to get on her hands and her knees and bark like a dog.
Oh.
I kid you not.
Really?
No. And when she was explaining this, this is what turned me off. Right in the middle of the party, we're not in front of everybody, but we quickly get everybody's attention when she gets on her hands and her knees and starts barking like a dog and drooling at the mouth.
Hey, Stevens.
Well, you know, I heard this is a thing. There's people making money. This is a fetish.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't want to wait.
Is that my fetish?
Well, it might not be your fetish. You don't fetch that way. But you know what? I want you to know that she happens to be on the phone the entire time. So, Elaine, say hi. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Hi, Arnold.
Arnold, you're on second date update.
Fine. I mean, somebody likes that. That's fine. I'm just saying I'm just not. Wow.
Elaine, did you just happen to bark just now?
I figured I would just remind him because he kept asking me, how do you bark? What's it sound like?
Oh, my gosh. Can you do it again? I got to hear that.
Just ruff, ruff, ruff. It's a side hustle, and it actually pays really, really well.
We are all about a side hustle. Tracy and I talk about it all the time. Like, we're gonna go dance at another club that's not in town, so people don't really know us, mm-hmm. so we can still make some money. But if this is your thing, we've heard this. Right now, this seems to be the thing. People like their animals,
they do.
I suppose anyone would like to hear or see a cute girl bark. That's her prerogative. So, but for Arnold, this isn't really your jam. Like, this doesn't do anything for you.
No, rabies is not my thing.
Oh.
Just saying.
Ooh, that's some shade.
That is some shade. Oh.
Well, we can't help them all, Tracy.
Man.
You know, save one dog, you save them all.
That's right.